Finally, in the midst of a hard-fought election campaign in New South Wales, and they always are, Liberal Premier Mike Baird and New South Wales opposition leader Luke Foley suspended hostilities for one night. They came together for a forum organised by the Australian Christian Lobby. They discussed how their deeply felt Christian faith shaped their politics. We begin with Mike Baird.
How I apply all of, I guess, my sense of faith in terms of what I do and the operating model I try and apply, it's quite simple. What you need to do is to ensure that you've got a strong economy. The stronger economy you have, you've got more capacity to actually deliver not only services and infrastructure, but most importantly in that overall context, is also look after the vulnerable. Services, infrastructure and vulnerable. And they're the pillars that I've framed my budget on. I have been challenged in terms of taking away the size of the overall public service. I can assure you I've wrestled with that. But you're also trying to look in terms of the long term. There are schemes where you clearly have difficult decisions to make. A victim's compensation scheme is a good example, where you have victims, obviously terrible circumstances. You've got to have the capacity to look after the victims in the long term. At all times, I think that context of trying to be financially responsible, to provide an opportunity for those who need it most, as an operating principle, that's what I've tried to undertake. And I'm not going to pretend I'm perfect, and I'm not going to pretend every decision I've made is right, but I can assure you that I labour over every single one of them. Thirdly, you know, I think the opportunity as a Christian in this role is to see things that naturally would attract you. A couple I give you, those might have heard of Bear Cottage. It's the only children's hospice, for those who don't know it, here in New South Wales. Indeed, there's only two in the country. Terminally ill kids, there's not only incredible medical support, there is also a range of community groups that link in to provide opportunities for the families that are dealing with these terminally ill kids to have wonderful memories with them. I've had the opportunity to see this sense of youth services. And in a faith context, and as we know, every single person matters. Every single person. And, you know, I've seen some kids who, you know, life would say to them, you're worth nothing. But they do. They have value. And we have unbelievable services across this state that tell them they do. And, you know, I can't think of anything, you know, more important than telling these kids that they do. If that's your sense, imagine being in a position to come alongside some of these youth services, Youth Off the Streets, St. Vinny's, all of these groups that on a daily basis look after these kids that have no one and have nothing. They're the sort of opportunities that I think make all the difficulties and all the challenges worthwhile. The second last thing I'll say is that it's the word of integrity. You shouldn't speak about integrity. It actually belittles the world to talk about it. I think people want to see his actions, not words. You know, not in a Christian context, not God speaking. They want to see you helping people. They want to see you living a life that's distinctive and shows everyone that you really are walking what you believe. The one issue I use there is donations, and you've seen across the political spectrum the donation issue. I've taken actions to try and improve that. Now, have we got a perfect yet? No, we don't. The last is, as I've spoken to people who've been in politics, and I would say it probably applies to many people, what they regret having left is that they didn't take enough risks. I've really thought deeply about this. You know, what does that mean and how does that look? But I think that a life that is taking risks in the context of faith, I don't see that as a risk. The issues and the policies I'm put forward, I'm generally putting them forward because I believe that they will make a difference to the people's lives in this state.
My name's Luke Aquinas Foley. I have to carry that burden. The foundation for me in my public life is that we're all human beings. We're not economic units of production. Every human being is born with an inherent dignity. I've always thought that that shared root of all of our religious traditions, the Golden Rule, consciously supplies a moral compass to humanity. I grew up in a household that was Catholic and Labour. Mum raised my sister and me on her own. Catholic social teaching, I think, could best describe the values that Mum raised us around. The dignity of the worker, a sense of obligation to the poor, the preferential option for the poor. Those were the things that were instilled in my sister and me from a young age. And I'm not going to get party political here tonight beyond saying that I think when Labor's at its best, there's a moral basis to Labor politics that stems from Rerum Novarum, that papal encyclical of 1891, which has made a huge impression on me about the rights and the duties of capital and labour. The faith tradition I come from teaches that the way societies are organised is a moral matter. One of my concerns today is the strident materialism of contemporary culture. It's driven by a quite militant individualism, that individuals' desire for pleasure trumps all else. I've got a concern, and I want to hear religious voices in the public square talking about the relentless commodification of human beings. The rapaciousness of an unchecked market that relentlessly imposes itself on family and community life. At a press conference yesterday, I was peppered with aggressive questioning as to why I wouldn't support a complete deregulation of trading hours on Boxing Day. I said, well, shop trading hours have liberalised a hell of a lot since I was a kid, and overall I think that's a pretty good thing for our society. People lead busy lives. But can't we have some limits? Retail workers forced to stack shelves on Christmas Day. Can't we draw the line somewhere? There's not many days that are off limits anymore. And, you know, for me, that debate reflects just the almost remorseless nature of an unchecked market. Labor at its best believes in civilising capitalism. And one of the ways we can do that is to put some boundaries around the impositions on family and community life. So I think Labor's at its best when it thinks about those sorts of issues. The obligations we owe to each other. Parental responsibility. I want dads to face up to their responsibility in life and be dads. I lost mine when I was 8. Never saw him again. I want dads to hang around, and I want politicians to talk about that. The political environment I'm in and Mike's in derives from the imperfect world we're in. But I do think there's a role for us as political leaders to talk about values, not simply about how we balance budgets. Governing's about the granular detail, but ultimately, we're Democrats, not merely technicians. And my political involvement stems from the values that Mum instilled in me from a very young age, the values that the Labor Party at its best, the Catholic Church at its best, have both helped form me into the person I am today.
New South Wales opposition leader Luke Foley and before him Premier Mike Baird addressing a recent pre-election forum organised by the Australian Christian Lobby.